Welcome to Money Talk with Tiff, a podcast where we discuss everything money, from tips and tricks to current events. Follow me on my journey to become debt-free and meet other cool people along the way. I am your host, Tiffany Grant. Now let's talk money. This episode is a listener request, so I will have these episodes from time to time to field your money questions and talk about what you want to hear. And there's a few ways to submit your questions. One is by going to my website. I'll have a link in the show notes and you can go to Ask Tiffany. And another way is to be in my Facebook group, because I interact on a daily basis with everyone in my Facebook group, and they're able to ask me questions right in there. So to be a member of that, you need to become a patron, a patron on my Patreon account. And I'll have a link in the show notes for that as well. So anyway, the question that I got from my Facebook group was, what is a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k? So I thought it would be a good idea to go ahead and explain where the Roth name came from. So back in 1997, there was a Taxpayer Relief Act that was passed. One of the parts of the act was a bill from Senator William Roth, who was a strong advocate for people to be able to contribute to their IRAs on a post-tax basis. And there's a variety of reasons why that would be beneficial. So anyway, he was able to get the bill into the act, and the act was passed in 1997. So that's where the Roth name comes from. So the greatest difference, like I said, is the tax treatment between Roth and traditional retirement accounts. Now, retirement accounts come in many different flavors. For the purposes of this episode, I'm going to try to focus just on IRAs, which are individual retirement accounts. 401ks are sponsored by your employer, and they're another way you can save for retirement, but pretty much the same rules apply for a Roth and a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k. The main difference between the two is that with a Roth IRA, your contribution limit is $6,000 if you're under the age of 50. And if you're over 50, they allow you to do a $1,000 catch-up, quote unquote, contribution. So then your total for the year would be $7,000. And then for the 401k, it's $19,000 if you're under 50. And if you're over 50, they allow you a $6,000 catch-up, which would give you a total of $25,000. So that's the main difference between Roth 401ks and Roth IRAs. So with that being said, now I'm going to stick to Roth IRAs because those are the most popular. Roth 401ks are semi-new to the market, to employers. Not every employer offers them, but if they do, these rules still apply. So with a Roth IRA, all of your contributions are post-tax because they are not deducted pre-tax by your employer. So that means that they do not get the special tax treatment that traditional accounts do, as in reducing your tax bill. So for instance, let's say I get paid $300 and I want to contribute $50 to a Roth IRA. That money would be post-tax. So that means I can't write it off on my taxes either. So just keep that in mind when you're contributing to Roth. That's the main difference, post-tax versus pre-tax. Now, with that said, if you satisfy the requirements for distributions and you have a qualified distribution, all of your distribution is tax-free. So that's a stark difference between traditional accounts where you will be taxed when you take that money out because that money was pre-tax when it went in. So the government's going to want some of their money. So that's one of the big differences. Now, you can make contributions to your Roth IRA even after you reach age 70 and a half. Now, that's important because with a traditional account, you have to start taking required minimum distributions or RMDs at age 70 and a half because the government is saying, hey, you've had this money tax-free for way too long. It's time for you to start taking it out. Let us tax it, and then we can get our money. So that's a huge difference with the Roth IRA too. You can leave money in your Roth IRA for as long as you live. Like I said, that's different than traditional accounts where they force you to start taking it out at 70 and a half. Roth IRAs are a really good option for those that are in lower tax brackets currently, because it allows you to take advantage of being taxed at that lower tax bracket. And then as you get older and you get higher in your career and higher tax brackets, you don't have to be worried about being taxed again. With traditional IRAs and 401ks, you will be taxed later on. So it's pretty much, so the decision comes into play. Do you want to lock in the tax bracket that you're in now, or do you think you'll be in a lower tax bracket later? And then another option is just contribute to both. You can have a Roth and a traditional account. There's no laws against that. So that way you have options when you get older. You can choose between taking distributions from the Roth account or the traditional account. It just opens you up to more options. Personally, I do have both Roth and traditional accounts. And the main reason for that is when you have a match at your employer, and even though you're contributing on a Roth basis, their contributions will be pre-tax because they want the tax benefit. So even if you're contributing Roth at your employer, you will still have pre-tax money that goes in, that which is in the form of the match from your employer. So that's just a little quick tidbit. So I hope that answers your question about what Roths are. There's plenty I can talk about when it comes to them, especially the qualified distributions and what counts with Roth accounts. One important thing that I love about Roth is that if you've had the account for at least 5 years, you can take the money out that you put in and you don't have to pay taxes on it if it's for, like, let's say a down payment for a house or something, you know, significant like that. I'll have greater detail about that. I'll have a link to the IRS website where you can read more. But that is a huge benefit for people as well. So it's completely up to you how you save for retirement. The important thing is to just start and just to do it, because that is the biggest way you can invest today, and especially if your employer offers matches. And even if you don't have an employer, I mean, not an employer, even if your employer does not offer a 401k, you can still contribute to a Roth as long as what you contribute is equal to how much you're bringing in. So let's say, for instance, I open up a Roth IRA. I'm working a job where I'm making, let's say, $300 every 2 weeks. And as part of that, my job does not offer the benefit of having a Roth or an IRA or a 401k, I'm sorry. So what I can do is take up to $300 and every 2 weeks and put it into a Roth IRA. So that way I'm still saving for retirement, just not through my employer. And you can do that up to the limit, like I stated before, which is $6,000 for the year if you're under 50 and $7,000 if you're over 50. So anyway, hopefully that helps you and that explains what a Roth IRA and Roth 401k is, and maybe you can start contributing. Thank you for listening to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to moneytalkwitht.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter so you'll never miss an episode? Talk to you soon.